Lawmakers vote on this year's contentious spending plan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Both houses of Congress are expected to vote on that budget compromise that came out late last week. That vote expected today. The plan, hammered out between President Obama and congressional Republicans, cuts almost $40 billion from this year's federal spending. However, the latest Congressional Budget Office estimate puts the total cut to the deficit at less than half a billion dollars. Monday is tax day, and for all the campaigning, and all the complaining that goes along with that day, and campaigning too, a new poll shows a small majority of Americans believe the taxes they pay are somewhat or very fair. The Associated Press and polling firm GFK took the survey, and Jeff Feinberg with GFK is with us now to talk about it. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning.
Your poll is painting a not so gloomy picture of how we feel about the taxes that that we have. Why is that?
On balance, Americans are slightly likely to say that they think the tax rate they pay is fair. That's certainly not true, though, among those in middle age, those who are kind of in the thick of raising a family and paying their mortgage and everything. And in fact, a majority of those between the ages of 30 and 65 think that they're paying too much. Males who are not married are particularly unhappy with the amount they pay. And interestingly, African Americans, the majority of them think that the amount that they pay is unfair. And that's in contrast to Hispanics and other Americans.
Any surprises that you saw in the poll?
To be honest, what surprised me is that for all of the rancor in Washington today, this great divide we see between Republicans and Democrats, I was surprised to see that nearly half of Republicans in our poll say that they believe that the tax rate they pay is fair, 47%. And to be sure, Democrats are more likely to feel that they're fairly taxed, but the divide between Democrats and Republicans on this question is not as big as you would think. Americans just want to be treated fairly and smartly. And so long as politicians understand that and understand that Americans are willing to pay what they consider to be their fair share, I think that they'll be on the right track.
Jeff Feinberg with GFK, Roper Public Affairs and Corporate Communications. Jeff, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Another new report highlights the role big banks played in the financial crisis. The Senate summary points an especially tough finger at investment giant Goldman Sachs. From New York, here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
Senate investigators went through almost 6,000 pages of emails and other documents. They didn't find evidence of outright fraud, but the report does reiterate that the banks were clearly trying to profit from the booming real estate market, and then they scrambled as it collapsed. Senator Carl Levin, one of the senators responsible for the bipartisan report, wants the Justice Department and others to look into whether Goldman Sachs, in particular, misled its clients. He also wants federal prosecutors to consider perjury charges against Goldman executives because they told Congress the bank didn't try to make money by betting against the housing market and its own clients. Dick Beauvais follows Goldman Sachs at Rockdale Securities, a brokerage house. He says Goldman has become the favorite scapegoat.
If you will, we need to personify who created this, you know, financial crisis and collapse in 2008, and that's Goldman Sachs.
He says the bank could have to pay more fines or possibly even face criminal charges. But in the long run, none of that should really matter for Goldman.
It's going to be in the doghouse for a while and come back as strong as ever.
The report also makes suggestions for further action, including looking seriously at how risky lending practices can affect the whole financial system. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The markets are off an average of 0.5%. The Dow now down 48 points at 12,222. Today we got word from the Labor Department. The number of people filing for first-time jobless benefits unexpectedly rose to 412,000 last week, first rise in 3 weeks. Government also said wholesale prices rose slightly. Ford today said it's expanding its recall of F-150 pickup trucks to include 2004 to 2006 models because the airbags could deploy for no reason.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing over $1.7 trillion in assets, providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. and by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovations Desk is supported by Jaguar. You can experience the 2011 Jaguar XJ at a local dealer or visit JaguarUSA.com.
This morning we pay homage to the man with the fast fingers and now the really nice writing utensil. Czech President Václav Klaus was on camera and being recorded while secretly grabbing and pocketing a jewel-encrusted pen at a signing ceremony. The video on YouTube has gone viral. The incident has even overshadowed a political crisis gripping that country. From Prague, here's the BBC's Rob Cameron.
This video clip has now been viewed by almost 2 million people around the world. Seated next to the Chilean president, Mr. Klaus examines the pen, encrusted with jewels, sneaks it ever so craftily into his lap, then slides it into his pocket. Nora Friedrichova, whose Czech TV show first aired the clip, said the president had become a fair target of jokes.
The president is the very same human being as we are. And if we catch a situation like this, we always put it in the air. The president is not the first person we published something like that about. And his reaction actually was quite nice, I would say.
Others defend the president, currently busy trying to stop the government from collapsing, saying they couldn't understand what all the fuss was about. That hasn't stopped a group of protesters from starting a Facebook campaign, with more than 7,000 people promising they'll pop a pen in the post to the president because it looks like he needs one. In Prague, I'm the BBC's Rob Cameron for Marketplace.
And finally, Virgin Airlines owner Richard Branson will honor the bet he made with AirAsia's Tony Fernandez. The two wagered on whose race team would finish higher in the Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix last year. Branson lost. So on May 1st, aboard AirAsia's London to Kuala Lumpur route, the billionaire Branson will be your flight attendant in a bright red dress. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The collective hope in Japan is that destruction could lead to rebirth in every possible way.
Change, chaos, crisis often precedes huge leaps of entrepreneurship and innovation.
I'm Tess Vigeland, rebuilding and rethinking recovery, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.